Do you know what I've lost interest in?
I can well imagine, Gretel.
Knitting stockings all day long. My fingers are already hurting me so much, and I've only just started for today. Light grey stockings, dark grey stockings, medium grey stockings, always grey stockings.
Be glad you don't have to tie brooms all day like I do.
Hansel and Gretel had feared a little that there would be a thunderstorm when their mother came home and saw that they had not only knitted far too few stockings and tied too few brooms, but had also spilled all the milk that had been given out of sheer fun and frolic. So now, the mother has sent the two of them into the forest to pick strawberries, so that at least they have something to eat when their father returns from the city. So, Hansel and Gretel are here, where the forest is darkest and the undergrowth is lush.
It's so dark already. I think we should stop searching now and go back home quickly.
Yes, you're right. It has already become very dark, and with no moon shining through the trees, it's pretty spooky. Let's lie down here and get some sleep. I can't go on. When the sun rises, we will find our way home.
Well, maybe we should really wait here until it gets light again. You sleep, and I'll keep watch. And if something's wrong, I'll wake you up.
But first, let us say our evening prayer together.
You have such round cheeks.
Who are you? You ugly old... Are you going to let go of me? Or?
But my boy, who is going to make such a fuss? Unfortunately, I'm not afraid of you. You sweet little boy. I have a big heart for you little bugs.
Now take your fingers out of my face. That's disgusting.
Oh, you two tasty devils. Especially you, my little girl. I haven't seen anything so sweet in a long time. Don't be shy. Come a bit closer so that I can smell you a little. You know my eyes aren't too good anymore. Why don't you come inside my cozy little house, you two? Oh, I don't want you to get hurt. You are my guests, of course.